Let's continue reading God's word together. Our text for this evening is found in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, that's page 1144. 1144 in our black Bibles. Colossians chapter 3. We're going to read verses 5 through 17. Colossians 3. Starting at verse 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. That's as far as a reading from God's word. Then I invite you to turn with me in the back of your Psalter hymnals. We're coming to Lord's Day 33, which deals with conversion or repentance. We're going to read Lord's Day 33 together. That's page 45 in the back of your Psalter hymnals. Page 45, which is Lord's Day 33, question and answer 88 say, what is involved in genuine repentance or conversion? And the answer is two things: the dying away of the old self and the coming to life of the new. What is the dying away of the old self? It is to be genuinely sorry for sin, to hate it more and more, and to run away from it. What is the coming to life of the new self? It is a wholehearted joy in God through Christ and a delight to do every kind of good as God wants us to. Then finally, question and answer 91, what do we do that is good? Only that which arises out of true faith, conforms to God's law, and is done for His glory, and not that which is based on what we think is right or on established human tradition. Congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, last week we began together by looking at question and answers 86 and 87, which is the beginning of the gratitude section of the catechism.